Yeah, so it's great to be able to put so many names that I've heard from other people on mission to faces now. So, hi everyone. I'm Roz, I'm 23. I was brought up in Staffordshire and I now live in Peterborough. I've been asked to share a bit about me and who I am, what I do and where I've come from. So you'd know a bit about me because obviously I've only been here for about 4 years, whereas you lot have done it since before I was even born. So I wasn't even alive for Walk Cornwall 1. So so who am I? I'm a Christian, so that would be good to know. It surprises you how many people say they're Christian, but they're not. But then again, you've done door knocking, you've done missions, so you know that as well. I would say I'm a follower of Christ before I am a Baptist or Church of England or Free Church. I've worshipped in all three of them, and I'd say I'm none of them. I'm just a follower of Christ, so that's important to me. I'm a trainee evangelist, so what does that mean? I'm the first one. I'm a guinea pig. Sometimes I feel like I'm drowning, but sometimes I feel like I'm flying. So I'm very grateful for all of your prayers, and that means a lot to me. And a lot of you have been really helpful on Facebook, just commenting on what's been going on, and I've really enjoyed the support, so thank you, everyone. Trainee evangelist. So I've been doing SEE. Some of you have done that. Some of you have started it and done a bit of it, so you know a little bit about it. But I have to travel over to Belfast once a month, and I've been doing the New Testament, and I'm just starting the Old Testament. And I've really enjoyed doing that, and it's been great to go over to Belfast and to hear a bit about what Roger does over there and to experience what great chance there is to do evangelism, because everyone there who I've met has been so enthusiastic. And you're able to talk about faith there because they go to church, or someone in the family goes, so they're a little bit closer. And every time I've come back, it's been so inspiring. And I've just been able to just get on with it again. So also I shadow Richard, and I'll shadow Roger and a few other people, obviously the evangelists. And I'm just here to learn, basically, because you guys have done this a lot longer than me, and I'm just learning the ropes. So missions, there's a few pictures of the missions I've been on, and I've started on Walk Cornwall 2, and I'm going to be going on to do Derby Green later in the year. I've done Two Rivers. I was in Halstead. I helped mission prepare a little bit. I was just learning the ropes on Wallasey. So I did the mini mission, then I did the main mission, and the one on the screen is our latest mission in Bridport, and it was a great time there with the team. So what did I do last year? Just a little bit of background how I came into this job. I was an intern with the Church of England, and it was really important for me to do that, and I can see that it was God's plan for me to go through what I've done. And I learned on that time that actually a lot of the churches, as a Christian you might think people want to share the good news, but in my church that I was in, that wasn't the feel. There was only 2% of the budget. It was a 200,000 budget and a bit more, but only 2% of that went on evangelism. And their idea of evangelism was to do tea and coffee and to not talk about God, just to invite people in. But we know that doesn't work. And for me, that was really discouraging. And a lot of people didn't like me because I was an evangelist and I was shunned in the diocesan training. And that was quite difficult. So it's really fantastic for me to be here with so many evangelists and people who want to go out and talk to people. So what did I do last year? I set up an evangelism group in our parish, and we went on to do door knocking and a few other events. So we did a men's breakfast where George spoke, and we did we called it a cake bake because the Great British Bake Off was on. And a few people in the church responded to God in that. So that was really encouraging because it was someone who was just going to start to work for the church in a little house that we have in the community. So that's so important. And it was obviously God's plan for that to happen at the right time. So I got a bit of taste of evangelism and mission, doing missions with you guys. And then my EA group has been really important for me. I have gone on to do a lot of praying for TFM and to hear a lot of news. And it's great to just be with people who are doing things and are like-minded and to hear what's going on in their area so you can feel more encouraged to go and do stuff in yours. And I've been going there for about 4 years now, and it's in Peterborough. So if anyone's close, come and pop in. And it'd be great to pray with you guys. And then, so where did my journey start with wanting to work for God? I always knew that God was calling me to do his work, and I knew that I wasn't going to have a normal job, as people might call it, so a secular job. And I remember one day in the car, I said to my mum, I was 9 at the time. George told me to go take that picture. I was in the car with my mum, and I said, God wants me to work for him. And she said, okay, how? And I said, at the time, all I knew was, go to Africa, because that's what Christians who went and did God's work did. And she said, no, you're not. That's too dangerous. So I was a bit disheartened. but God's gone on to do other things, and I'm here now. And when I was at university, that's when I came back to church, because I'd been out of church since I was 12. And I got involved in Alpha, and my faith grew again. But while I was at university, God gave me several dreams. And if you've ever had a God dream, as I call them, you know that God has been on you. The Holy Spirit's been in that room with you while you've been sleeping. And he put all these visions, I suppose, of what he wants me to do in the future. And I'm still waiting for some of them, but some of them have come about. So why am I actually here today? When I was on my first mission in Cornwall, I had a bit of a rough time. It was what I was expecting, but also not what I was expecting. And I wanted to go home, if I'm honest. I wasn't prepared for it, but my team were really encouraging, and they told me to just stick it out, just sleep on it. I was all ready to pack my bags and go home on the Thursday, but that Wednesday night, I went home to my host's house, and I went to sleep. And I had a God dream, and he said to me, one day you will work for TFM in a position that's not yet created. So I stuck it out and I said, okay, God, I trust you. My favorite passage in the Bible is Proverbs 3:6. So stay with God and he'll keep your path straight. And so I said, okay, I'll stick it out this week. I ended up moving teams and I met some even more lovely people. And my faith and my journey has just grown from there. And I've always just stayed with God and tried to stay true to that passage. And that's why I'm here today. And I think that was about 10 minutes.